This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson. Fax is 989-875-5169 regarding Rex, R-E-X, Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R. Date of birth 12/25 of 1946. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Kohler with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, COPD, secondary to smoking, and hypertension. His last visit was February 17th of this year. He is actively trying to quit smoking and has been using nicotine patches, and he hopes he will be able to stop smoking. He did quit once for a whole year, and then, of course, started again, and he believes he can do that again. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and his weight is down 5 pounds over 6 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No current chest pain or palpitations, and he still has the loop recorder in place. He does have shortness of breath with exertion. He has a non-productive cough without wheezing. No hemoptysis or purulent sputum. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. I want to highlight amlodipine. It's 10 milligram daily. Bisoprolol is 2.5 milligram daily. Losartan, 100 milligram daily. He's anticoagulated with warfarin and takes several COPD medications. Physical exam. Weight, 215 pounds. Pulse is 62, and blood pressure is 124 over 75. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 6th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.44 with estimated GFR of 50, calcium 9.5, sodium 135, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 24, albumin is 3.8, phosphorus 3.0, hemoglobin 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, COPD, and the patient is actively trying to quit smoking cigarettes. 3, hypertension, well controlled. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.